93.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
And right now, I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial.
On WhatsApp?
Yes, the steel band music is very sweet. You hear the rhythm in every beat. The bass, the scratcher and the oil drum will make you jump up and make you hum. It's fantastic in every sense, the music that you get from these instruments. Yes, the dominant chords from the guitar man and the prominent notes on the tenor man. Music in the place is like hell to keep up the pace with the bass. And most important, you ought to know, they play from classics to calypso. You hear them practice force everywhere. It's like a symphony orchestra in the atmosphere. And as they move on gradually, the music remains in your memory. Yes, the dominant chords from the guitar man and the prominent notes on the tenor man. Music in the place is like hell to keep up the pace with the bass. Like Philo James and Ellie Manette, Atabaya, Neville Jules and Junior Bouchette, Kendrick George, David Edwards, I must mention, and Tony Williams and Mutant. They are giants musically, and their names have to go down in history. Yes, the dominant chord from the guitar man and the prominent notes on the tenor man. In the place is like hell to keep up the pace with the bass.
Okay, Sister P, you're on.
Well, when you hear that, you know you're locked into Boom Boom Time. The show that
brings you the OG, old clips, the old school collectible, R&B, folk, disco, punk, collectible, reggae.
And guess what? This is the first show for a brand new Penny King year. Wow. Ronnie G, how are you going?
I'm doing fine. Did some shopping today. That's just groceries. We can't buy nothing else but groceries.
Okay. So it's essential that I get a pair of shoes. So I'm going to send you my essential size. Okay? And how was your New Year's Eve?
It was good. We had a marathon soca for DJs all around the world, from 3 p.m. until I think 2 a.m. the morning. So I tuned in some of that, rebroadcast that. And then I did something for about 2 hours until 9. And then afterwards, I tuned into CKUT with Nicholas and Drew, and then I rebroadcast that on our feed and then we celebrated at 12, the family and all of that. And then I just got tired and just fell asleep.
Well, I had a good time. I fall asleep, and it's a good thing. I asked a friend to call me, I think 10:15 or 11:15. And
me who woke you.
You woke me, but that friend had called just before you came in. And I must be dozed back, and then, you know, storm come and really dragged me up out of the bed. It was 11:30. And I jump up and we start to scream, oh, get the champagne, do this, do that. And we rang it in on the Zoom, and it was a lot of fun. I want to say them boys, all of the DJs on the CKUT Live played excellent. We heard some good R&B that you typically don't hear. And we danced and had a good time. And I think I went to my bed as soon as it done. It's the earliest I have been to bed on a New Year's Eve in years. Because usually, you know, we at Hampton Inn and we up till dog's parade and all them things. Yeah, you went to bed maybe slightly before. You knock out at about 2 a.m. or something like that. But it was, you know what? We good. And we're going forward with 2021 with hope. So, a little later in the show, we're going to be talking first at about 4:25 to Kel's Uncut about what happened at Unipri. Then I have some death announcements. And towards the end of the show, we're going to talk to that man. A lot of people don't know this man, Ronnie. His name is Howard Trumpet Montgomery Carr. A lot of people don't know him. So I'm going to introduce him to our listeners, right? And so we're going to talk with him.
Okay.
And you can talk with me.
And yeah, we talk to DJ Storm as well, right? But so it's all about prayers and hopes and move up time, right?
So that's right.
CKUT 90.3 FM wishing you all the very, very best. But I always wish the best for Una. Miss Irene, how you doing, Miss Irene? Miss Jean, Miss Yvonne. All sorts of listeners. I love Una.
Miss Jem,
yes. And Jody Plummer. Miss Marjorie, I hope you're doing better. Oh, I've missed talking to some of my listeners, but I know they wish best for me, and I wish best
and
for
Ms.
them.
And Miss Pat.
Yes. Woo, lots of people. Hey, Marga K is doing something exciting. I might let you play 30 seconds of it, but he has a new tune. Marga K has a song. Oh, and the video. If you see Marga K look sexy. All right.
I really want to hear that.
Oh my God. Listen, he looked like eye candy, sultry, and he looked like a sex symbol in the look. All right, so I'm going to go get some of Miss Monica Sorrell, CKUT 90.3. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back at about 4:25, all right? Ronnie G, touch it.
This is one to rock, so rock on. Massive styling. Yes. We'll be right back.
polka music jamming for the whole night. And I'm not going home till morning light. So when I'm in the party and I'm not behaving dainty, and the liquor have made me feeling right. Come rain or shine, I'm grabbing them from behind. Look, I'm throwing the top over tonight. Don't try to interrupt me when I am in thirsty and I get in onto my heart's delight.
Jam, we love your jam, so just keep on jamming. Don't stop, don't made so much other people's dream come true. It's time that you realize that party people is people too.
So no, 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 this party can't run. Black man, your fans having fun.
Black man jam another one.
This party can't run, this party can't run. Come with it.
Your fans want to shake up.
Come with it.
Build more party song.
Come with it.
If you make me party hardy
all night long. Come with it.
Your fans want to shake up.
Come with it.
It's you make me boogie woogie
all year round.
And history, but my fans and them who buy my record, they roll all over. Tell me, Stalin, that this time we forget the foolish reporter. If they don't know the difference in social commentary and party, then it's time that you start writing for party people exclusively.
No, 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 this party can't run. Black man, your fans having fun.
Black man, jam another one.
This party can't run, this party can't run.
Come with it, your fans want to shake up.
Come with it.
Film a party song.
Come with it.
It's to make we party hardy
all night long. Come with it.
We just want to shake.
Come with it.
You want party song.
Come with it.
We just want to boogie woogie
all year long.
Tell them I say. Tell me why
it, Sister P?
Hey, I tell you, a little, I think that's Byron Lee and his Dragonaires, or maybe that's Pharaoh's Troubadours. It's the Troubadours. Right? I can't even remember the name of the tune. What is the tune, Ronnie G?
You're right. It's Talk, Talk. Troubadours from Barbados.
Yes, yes, yes. Talk. And that's what we're going to do. Talk today, today. Well, I don't know what to say about this guest here. All I know is I remember her when she did tie up around my ankle as a little child growing up in Montreal. Grew up with two fabulous parents, contributing members of society. And her and her brother are both contributing members following in their parents' footsteps. And none other than Kells Uncut, Walker. And any time I talk to a few people, I say, well, there's Judy Ushering Judy and Sissy Walker daughter. Oh, is that who it is? It's me, Olya. It's me, Crazy Kells. Listen, long story short, over the 29th and 30th, it came to Kelsey's attention that some black essential products were deemed non-essential and thus you could not buy it in a particular Uniprix in LaSalle. And she decided to go and ask the questions and why. And she did it on her live, her Instagram live. Kells is a very popular media influencer. She has an active Kells Uncut channel on Instagram. And she took some great pains in not videotaping none of the employees nor the owner of this particular establishment, but a conversation ensued, and of course, both her and the owner of the shop at times, you know, were talking over each other, cutting each other off, as you do when you get heated and emotional. And all in all, I think the point here for me when I watch it is that there's no right or wrong with it. It's one woman who decided to follow up on something. And what ensued is that the video post went to exactly, what's the number? I saw 100,000 at one point.
Right now it's at 569 on my page. Okay.
Half a million people. I don't know if I'm allowed to say bravo, because this was a controversial post. You want to take us through the moment when you saw, like, shampoo is not essential, the black shampoos and the white shampoos were essential. How did you feel when you saw it?
Well, I first saw the post, like you mentioned, I saw it on social media. It was Crystal Brooks who had shared the picture. She had gotten the picture from her best friend, Tisha Samuels. So when I saw the picture, I was just confused because I couldn't believe that picture came from LaSalle. So I inquired, and then I decided the next day that I was going to go and just ask a question, because essentially I knew that things were deemed essential and non-essential in certain stores. However, since everyone is you know, locked down, I haven't really gone shopping to pay attention to what is really out there. And when I walked in the store and saw that it really was blocked off, and then I turned around, and right behind me, all of the other shampoo and conditioners were available, I was confused. So I said, okay, let me just, you know, go ask for a manager and see what the answer to this is. Because the way that it looked to me, especially because at the top of the shelf, there are the boxes that have the faces of black women on the product with that big green X, it was almost like blacks are not allowed. That's what I felt when I saw it, just because those faces were there.
Goodness gracious me. Now, as the story ended, the manager took down the green banner. She talked about a list, and it was on the list. She saw some other products that were deemed non-essential, and she made them essential. But I think overall, we could say that due diligence, you know, human error happens.
Yes.
But what for you are some of the larger points
that she wanted her to understand? Well, I mean, the main thing in this particular situation, because, of course, we know anyone who runs a business isn't taking care of something like putting up tape, right? That's not what they're doing. So I am absolutely in no way, shape, or form saying that she put up that tape and knew exactly what she was doing, and she knew that it was there. Definitely what I'm saying for her, the main thing for her is just that, you know, we're in unprecedented times right now. There's never been a list sent to store owners saying these things are no longer essential and you cannot sell these things. That's unheard of. And I even mentioned that to her when I was speaking with her in the store. So, you know, just taking that time to verify your store, make sure that no one that enters your store will feel uncomfortable or feel unwanted when they're in there, especially in a community like LaSalle, where there are so many different races, there's so many different ethnicities, and a lot of African American people live in that area and visit that store. I saw it for myself.
Okay, now, how do you feel about people? There have been some not negative, because I wouldn't say negative, but there's some people who don't agree that was racism or felt that you were unfair. There have been divergent views on this. As a person with the responsibility of a blog, full well understanding the impact, what do you say when you see these kinds of comments?
What I do think is that, you know, a lot of people were looking just at that isolated incident, but as the conversation ensued and, you know, there were statements of non-essential, etc., I started to think to myself, wait a minute. These products are sold in our beauty supply stores that were completely shut down. So they don't even have the option to be open. And when you visit, you know, Pharmaprix, Uniprix, Jean Couture, or Walmart, all of the products that we would normally buy are priced higher than they would be at a beauty supply store. So at this point, my mind didn't even stay on that particular incident. It was really on the bigger picture that, okay, yes, right now they're saying the lockdown is going to be until January 11th. But if history has taught us anything, is things can change very quickly. So that January 11th might get extended. What will that mean for our business owners, whether they are colored, you know, black, or if they're Chinese that own these beauty supply stores that have to remain closed? What does that mean for them? How are they going to be paying their mortgages for their buildings? How are they paying for their rent and taking care of their families when that was their livelihood? And I don't think that that's fair.
Okay. Well, do you think that this particular incident has a larger message to consumers and also business owners about due diligence?
I definitely think it does, because, I mean, as in the video she said, she was unaware, she didn't know. I run a nonprofit organization called Kings and Queens Give that focuses on helping the marginalized youth, which includes giving them clothes. Now, if I take clothes from a particular person and I don't do my due diligence and go through that bag and I hand over a bag full of bed bugs, let's say, for example, and it destroys all of the mattresses in that entire shelter, am I able to just throw up my hands and say, oops, I didn't know? Or am I going to have to make some type of gesture or assist in some type of way to rectify it, even though I did not put those bed bugs inside of that bag? Even though I didn't know that they were in there, I still have to take responsibility because I am the one who's representing Kings and Queens Gift.
I feel that there's a larger conversation that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're supposed to hyper-localize this, I almost feel, almost, and here's where I will give a bit of benefit of the doubt. Because for me, that felt like, okay, in and of itself, it could be deemed innocuous. Tell them to take it down. You wash your shampoo, I wash your hair grease, and it's going to come out the shop, right? And I noticed that, of course, you took great pains again. I call it Mrs. Swarovski at her son's bar mitzvah. that I take great pains in being proper mainstream behaved. That's not to say that we don't practice that normally in the community, but when our anger gets up, a few of us, good ones, want to get on, right?
Mm-hmm,
and I know you go that route, right? But Michelle Obama, if you will, you went high.
Yes.
But the larger conversation here, if the benefit of the doubt is it was just a human mistake, let me just make it slide. Mm-hmm. But it could be seen as the straw that breaks the camel back, because we're always, always to let so many things just leave it go.
Mm-hmm.
And on some days, I don't feel like educating the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I think the conversation needs to be had in a Quebec context.
Yes.
That, hey, we matter too.
Mm-hmm.
And stop taking everything for granted, because we are tired of this stuff. Because I see here now, because of how far this has gone, people are understanding
these
issues. And I mean, it's 2021, you would have hoped that enough people would have understood that, and that we would be second nature, you know, that an error like that wouldn't happen. But it just seems like on everything in this province, there's an error or a misunderstanding, and the onus and the struggle becomes our problem to have to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, going forward, what have you learned in all of this?
I have learned that, communication is key. Like you mentioned, there were moments where she would say something and then I would have that knee-jerk reaction to reply back. And then, she would say, don't cut me off. And I'm like, I do apologize, continue. So just making sure that I'm always listening with the intent to understand and not with the intent to reply. That is the biggest takeaway, because if you are listening with the intent to reply, you're not really hearing what that person's telling you. And I think that we can both learn from that.
Yeah, active listening. From a social media point of view, how has your life changed? Because I could imagine. So about 2 years, me not chat to you, but the moment it happened, me did have to chat to you. And boy, did we chat. We ended up chatting late Saturday night. Hi, team. Hi, team. Starfish.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We just continued to talk, right?
Yes.
Since that, but I can imagine a lot of people, including the media.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway? Would you do something like this again? Is it worth it?
To be very honest with you, I mean, at the end of the day, the main thing was there was a sign up saying that you could not buy these products. And now that sign is down. I'm thankful. I'm so grateful that that happened, because that was the initial purpose. It also now planted the seed for a bigger conversation. So would I do it again? Yes. And why? Because although there are people who do not agree with what I did or how I did it, and they're completely entitled to that opinion, of course, we cannot all agree on the same thing. The world would not make sense if that was the case. But the overwhelming outpouring of support and love and help with everything that I'm trying to do moving forward has been tremendous. I can't say that I would not do it again. If I could do it all over again, I would do it. It is overwhelming. It is a lot. I'm still, trying to get through messages. But I'm really, really thankful for the community that's backing me up, from my mom and all of her friends, all the way down to my friend's children who heard about it and sent it to their moms who are not on social media. They're like, Mommy, isn't that your friend? People tell me that they want their daughters to look up to someone like me. I'm floored. I'm humbled more than anything. And I will continue to speak out when I think that something is wrong.
Well, I am so glad, as I said to you, that I don't have to do anything anymore. Not that I plan to lie down and roll over and dead. And as I told you, it is you young people time to carry some of the conversations and the burden and responsibility forward. I think Anytime I choose to get up and join on or if I'm not doing it properly, I come in out on the pot style and telling on where I'm messed up. And that could be Michelle Obama, Sorofsky, or just Pat Dillon, cuss off your disc until you get it. Right? I have a right to choose how I want to, and if
That's
I
right.
want to warrant whatever means of communication, right?
That's another thing.
Everybody likes to tell us, oh, you could have did talk plain English instead of chat patois. No, at the moment, I chose to give them the patois so them fully understand, oh, she really mad. I don't understand what she has said, but I know she and it's all these things. The other thing is that I saw a lot of white comments on her comments. And it was interesting that we were not in a vacuum discussing these things for a long time. And I noticed even on my Facebook, some of my white friends, not all of them, right? But the ones who will, they're the ones who will come to you in private and talk to you about what they think. But they don't come out and put the burden on saying, stand on record, this is what I think. But I saw a lot of it so that the conversation isn't only about us. I also like the fact that, now, and they don't all have to be Montrealers. But
100%.
Exactly. 500,000 people I would like to see our Montreal community and media influencers start commenting and being more advocate for other things, not only on black issues, but for sure, we've got to keep the pressure up. But look, you know, they're trying to erode some of our rights in the English-speaking community. They're trying to create more challenges for people and make this province harder. I want to see some of those things with our numbers, both black and white, go up exponentially so that these larger conversations can continue. Because it seems to me what I hate in the black community, Kels. Thank you, Miss Dillon. I know you know how to say it and you ain't gotta say it. No, a lot of us who out there are on the front lines, if you will, we will talk, and yes, sure, other people will benefit, but sometimes, folks, you got to talk up for yourself.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Auntie Pat.
Now, where can people watch you? And if listen, I knew it was viral when about 12 people sent me the same blasted video in WhatsApp, right? Where can people, if they have not seen the video, it's all over?
So they can find it on Instagram, if they're on Instagram, at Kels Uncut. I also have Facebook, which is Kels Walker. It's also up there. And I'm sure if they check out CBC and CTV News, they also had a clip on there as well as City News TV.
Yeah, you were doing interviews in Toronto as well. People all over.
Yeah, there were a few outlets that reached out just to have that larger conversation, which also allowed me to know that it was something that needed to be talked about, because if it wasn't, it would not have been gotten attention like that.
What about your local M&A and the government and this? Because this is not the only item that they've called non-essential that has been, okay, here we go. Have you heard from anybody or hear that, you know, they might be saying, okay, because I understand we're in unprecedented time because of the pandemic. We have to move quickly, but acknowledge that some of these things ain't making sense, particularly on the economic front.
Yes. Well, there were quite a few people actually who reached out to me, you know, just saying that the non-essential list didn't make sense. So, you know, you go into a store, all of the junk food and the candy is all available, but something like a candle can't be purchased. Like, how is junk food essential? Whereas a candle, you know, during a time where everyone's locked into their house, you might want to burn your candle and just kind of relax, and might help you out with, you know, clearing your mind, kind of calming your spirit. I feel like I would like to know who discussed what was considered essential and to whom.
Because I think that's the biggest issue, and that I've been getting a lot of messages about that. I mean, at the end of the day, this whole conversation really started again because of Tisha snapping that picture and then Crystal sharing it. So I want to shout them out again, because now I feel like a lot of people are really looking at this essentials list a little more critically.
All right. Well, good on you. Kels Uncut is KELZUNCUT on Instagram. That's KELZUNCUT. And don't go Fridays and Saturdays. Don't go.
Thanks, Auntie Pat. Have a great night.
Lots of love, my child. Ronnie G.
Yes, Sister P. Nicely done.
Gosh, tell you, the world is going a little daffier. Yeah. But at least on this and many instances, a little pushback can be in order. You can challenge and ask questions. And then there's people like me. I am so burnt out. I can't, you know, it's not even water on a duck's back on some issues. I just walk out because I can't ask another question, or, you know, I feel that for a long, long time, right? And just, oh, Lord. And sometimes it just cannot give the benefit of the doubt to everything, because it's, oh, no, not again. It makes me physically ill on some instances. And I'm glad young people stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping up. Yep. All righty. You saw the video, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, when I first look at it, I says, this is not right. This is not really happening. I don't know. I'm hearing a voice. I think is it Kelsey? I was hearing a voice in the background that was familiar. I said, they messed with the wrong person. I said, but look, right in front of my house last week, my son was moving around the trucks, moving my truck in to get his car out, and the patrol guy was coming around. So he was kind of double parked with my Lil's car, running back to put my truck back in to go somewhere. And the guy come to give him a ticket. He says, oh, you're double parked. He's telling the guy now, the patrol guy, I'm not double parked. I'm leaving. I was just moving the car around. You understand? So I didn't really go out there. I said, you know, I wanted to want him to handle it. So I called the public service there in DDO, and I explained to the girl, you know, basically this, that. Maybe the guy's having a bad day. Tell him to come back, and I'd just like to talk to him, you know, like, you know. And she was quite shrewd, you know, like, you know, which house are you? Or which, like that. But guess what? You messed with the wrong person, because I'm going to go meet the lieutenant and I'm going to meet the captain of the DDO, those patrol people in them.
Yeah.
Because some of them tend to be a little obnoxious and they think that they're police officers. And that has to be taken care of, because even in the soccer, when we have the soccer at over 35, right, I go and I watch all the soccer games, you know, just walk up the street and like that, right? The park is filled. The one right in Salisbury there, it's filled.
Yeah.
Now, these are the white teams playing, it's filled. The public guy will come, he will turn on, he's gone. Boom! When the black teams are playing there, he's going like he's checking license plates. So I asked him, I say, hey, in due respect, what are you really doing? Everyone is parked legally. Nobody's blocking anything. Why are you trying to intimidate people around here? So I got his number, and I called about it. You know, so I'm going to be writing the mayor about that incident, the mayor at Dollard, and the city councilor who just live across the street from me. And I'm going to see a copy also to the ombudsman who deals with these things also, too, because it's time that, you know, we put our foot down and get going with this thing. And for the youths out there, please.
As long as we're not, you know, doing it for stupidness, you know, like, you know, I always watch Mrs. B. Witch, Mrs. Kravitz. We do not want to dilute things that need to change with you know, nebulous and foolishness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my check is, Patty, are you getting on like Mrs. Kravitz right now? And if I feel it's a Mrs. Kravitz move, I govern myself accordingly. But I just sort of feel that when people, there's an expectation for us as people, not black people now, to take our rightful place, too many of us don't. And as a black person, I think we wait too many times for the leader, the so-called leader, or somebody else to do it so we can benefit, right? So I think, yeah, man, sometimes you have to step up and do diligence. Because, hey, them chase me for them tax money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I just tell a police, what, man, one time, the woman, I find the woman police them. I don't know, it could be a generalization, but I have found 9 times out of 10, them is the worst. They want to come like Bucky Marshall, right? And I said, hi, hello. I pay your salary.
You will dial it down and what have you.
And some of them kind of, was it a break when I say, hi, I pay you, you know, right? Because I don't know if they don't expect it or it hasn't occurred to them, right? But they need to dial it right the hell down, right? Anyway, let me play a little music and get on.
We're going to go into some commercial. Yep, go ahead.
I urge you guys to go and look at the videos and weigh in.
All right. Okay, Sister P, we're going to get into some commercial now. I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. All right.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Hey everybody, Derek Sega here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on, time to shovel the driveway!
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs.
A message from
the Government of Canada.
Well, let me just tell you something. I am about to do something bad. The angel is binge-watching The Good Place on Netflix. But the one thing about only partying on Zoom is that you don't get to dance with your loved one. But here on Boom Boom Time for a number of years, we dance with our pillows, ourselves, our teddy bear, our broom, and our mop stick, and especially our loved one. Guys, sorry for the Netflix. You see the Blue Magic Sideshow? We're coming up. It's time, my listeners. This is your waltz of 2021. I go in and interrupt the angel right now. Crank it up, Ronnie G.
show begins, my friends. Stand in line, get your tickets. I hope you will attend. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see. See that he is sad, he hurts so bad,
so bad, so bad.
See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got to be no sadder show to see.
It's